Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. If you have your Bible, I want you to open up to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And this morning, for the 10 of 10, I want to talk to you about what God loves. And now, of course, we know God loves the world. He so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. God is love. And so he loves. Loving is who he is. And so loving is what he does. And he loves us. He loved us while we were still in our sin. And so he loves us. And like I said on Sunday, and I've said many times before, if we sin, it doesn't mean God stops loving us, because God loved us while we were lost in our sin. When we sin, what it means is we have stopped loving God. And so we've got to realize this. And so I want to talk about what God loves, who God loves. God loves everybody. Who God loves, he loves everybody. So I want to talk about what God loves. I'm going to put 10 minutes on my clock. We're going to pray, and we are going to get started. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you do love us. You love us even when you don't understand what we're doing, even when we don't understand what we're doing. You demonstrated your love for us, that while we were still sinners, you sent your son, Jesus, to come die on the cross for us. What a great love you have for us. So, Lord, today I pray, by your Spirit, you help us open our eyes, open our hearts, help us to understand that you love us, that you want us to partner with you and walk with you in the very things that you love to do. So help us, God, get your heart on this in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's what I want to do. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. This is some of my favorite portion of scripture. I ended up last night, in our prayer service, which, by the way, I don't know, you know, if I'm going to I'm about to publicly announce it, kind of. We have a prayer service on Tuesday night, which really has just become a life group. We gather and we pray, but we've been spending time in the Word together, and we kind of gather in a circle. And so really the Tuesday night prayer night has become and I believe it's the Lord. I believe it's the Lord's doing. So we do have time of prayer, but we come together really as a life group, and it's been really good. And last night we talked about some of these things as the Lord led into it, and to really help some people and strengthen some people in the area of money. And so I want to talk about that here. 2 Corinthians 9, starting at verse 6. I'm going to read a little bit, then I'll talk a little bit. Verse 6, "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart." Notice that word purpose, in his heart, "not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Okay, now who's the you he's talking about? He's talking in context to the cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. So I like to kind of say it this way. So God is able to make all grace abound to the cheerful giver, that you will always having in all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Man, I love that. Always having all sufficiency in all things, and having abundance for every good work. Now he's quoting back to Psalm 112, as it is written, "He has dispersed abroad, he has given," and who's the he? The cheerful giver. "He has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness." Look at verse 11. "While you are enriched in everything for all liberality," which is just speaking about freedom and stuff, and which causes thanksgiving through us to God, for the administration of the service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. It goes on, share some really cool stuff through the end of the chapter. Verse 11, that word enriched, where it says, while you are enriched in everything, that word enriched literally means to make rich. It means to make wealthy. It means to bring an abundance and overflow into your life. It means to make rich. And so I just want you to see that Paul is talking, and I don't have time to go up. Read the whole chapter. Read the chapter before. Read the chapter after it. Paul is telling these people, look, I want to talk to you about giving. I want to talk to you about the kingdom of God and giving and what God loves, because I'm not doing this because I need something, because God is my supply. God is my source. I'm not doing this, you know, trying to tell you I need something. I'm doing this trying to tell you you need something. You need to know what God loves. And he's telling them this is gonna be a blessing to you. And it's just an incredible thing about the generosity of God and the generous heart of God that all his people should have. And I'm a firm believer. We talked about it last night, man. If the body of Christ, if I could grow and you could grow and we could grow in the will of God and the heart of God when it comes to money, to not be selfish and not be greedy and really have kingdom, biblical, God-given prosperity for the purpose of generosity, not for the purpose of MTV cribs and not for the purpose of just hoarding stuff to ourselves, but for the purpose of being blessed to be a blessing, that we would enjoy things and have things that's a blessing to our family, that we would be able to give an inheritance to our children's children, the Bible says, but that we would also be able to meet needs. And we were talking about it last night, man, that the answer is not socialism. The answer is not even capitalism. The answer is kingdom. The answer is kingdom. You don't want to get into corrupt capitalism or to some kind of democratic socialism. And I'm not trying to get political. I'm just trying to say that the answer is kingdom. And kingdom, people walking in the kingdom of God to sow and reap and be generous and to be prosperous in order to be generous, to meet people's needs and to help people. And a lot of people get stuck in the ditch of a false prosperity where it's all about them and getting this and getting that. And then other people fall into the ditch of a poverty where both kind of measure it by righteousness. Oh, it's righteous to be prosperous and have a bunch of things. And then some people are like, well, it's righteous to kind of be humble and be, you know, just barely have enough. And the reality is righteousness is not in prosperity or in poverty. Righteousness. Now you can see that the righteous shall prosper. The righteous shall prosper. But prosperity in and of itself is not righteous. You can have a lot of things and it don't mean you give God glory for it. You could have stole, you could have lied. The enemy can give you money. The enemy could, you know, so it's not about, it's just, you know, having a bunch of stuff or not having a bunch of stuff in and of itself is not righteous or unrighteous. And so when you look at this, I want you to see this. He's telling them, this is what God loves. We know who God loves. God loves everybody. But what God loves is the process of cheerful giving. The person who says, God, I'm going to partner with you. God, I'm going to get in on what you're doing. God, I want to have your heart in this. And so I don't want to sow and reap sparingly. I want to sow and reap bountifully because I love to give. That word for cheerful is a word that we get the word hilarious from. Dr. J.T. Parrish wrote a real awesome book about hilarious giving. And it's just funny to me, you know, it's just hilarious that this joyful giving that we give, we're ready to give, we're willing to give, we're excited about giving, where we don't give grudgingly or out of necessity. And what that means is we don't give out of pain. We don't give because we're out of pain, or we don't give out of pressure. We don't give because we have to, like, oh, I have to give. We don't give because we have to. That's not the heart of God. What God loves is the heart that says, this is my purpose. This is my passion. This is my pleasure. I'm excited about giving. God, I want to be a distributor. I want you to overflow through my life to give. So the reality is I get to give. I get to give. I don't give to get. I get to give. I don't give to get. I get to give. So I give, I give, and then the Lord blesses me, I get, but the whole reason I get is to give. So I get to give. I want that to be in your heart. I get to give. I get to give. I sow so I can reap so I can sow. So I can reap, so I can sow, so I can reap, and I can be a blessing to those around me, and I can begin to help people who are in need, and not just help them by giving them money in a difficult time or helping them out in a difficult time, but teaching them what God loves, teaching them that they can partner with God too. They're not a victim. They're not powerless. They're not that God can use them. So this whole scripture, him saying, I can make all this stuff abound to you. I'll give seed to the sower. I'll give bread to the eater. What he's saying is, I love partnering with people who understand my heart about giving. I love a generous giver. I love a cheerful giver. I love to give. God so loved the world that he gave. He gives. He's a giver. He's a giver. And a giver gives. Here goes my clock. A giver gives out of just abundance and overflow. He doesn't give to get. God doesn't give to get. He gets to give. And so in your life, get your financial life in order. Get a budget. Start write down all your income, write down all your expenses, write down all your debt. Begin to start reading. Come to us at church. We'll help you get in line, get in alignment with God's heart. Become a cheerful giver that is obedient, not selfish and greedy, and not in some false humility walking in poverty. God wants to bless you, and God wants to bless other people through you. So listen to me, stop being selfish. If you have a lot of money, stop being selfish. You have that so you can give. And if you don't have a lot of money and you're not a good steward of your money and you're struggling and you feel like a victim and you feel like, oh my gosh, look, stop being selfish. Stop being selfish and say, God, help me have a cheerful heart. Help me be a cheerful giver, whether it's $1 or $1 million. God, help me be a cheerful giver. Bless me to be a blessing. Teach me your principles. Teach me this stuff. Let all grace abound towards me, always having all sufficiency in all things, having an abundance for every good work. Lord willing, we'll pick this up next week and read a little bit more about it. So Father, in Jesus' name, may your blessing rest upon your people and help every one of us have a heart that chooses to partner with you and be a cheerful giver, because that's what you love to do. You love to bless a cheerful giver so that they can be a blessing to others. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys. We will see you Sunday morning.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.